You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam, the faggot, of course, and it is Sunday, April 2nd, 2021. I hope you had a nice weekend. I had a pretty good weekend, productive weekend, I guess, and right now I'm drinking orange vodka mixed with orange soda. It's like the Hoosier special, I guess. But anyway, this is going to be probably a little bit looser of a podcast than normal. Is that even possible for a faggot? I don't know, but we're going to find out. So it's great to be able to... Let me just make an editorial comment here, okay? It's great to have things returning back to normal again, you know, to be able to go out with some friends like I did tonight and have a couple drinks and joke and laugh and whatever. And you just kind of, you get in a thing where you just, when you go through something like a pandemic, a global pandemic, that and you just don't realize how important it is to have human contact, you know, with people who understand you. And so it's, it was really a nice night and a really nice weekend, actually. So, I got to enjoy some nice margaritas on Friday night, and, I sound like an alcoholic, but I'm not really. I'm just, it's spring, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love the spring, and I love just being able to go out and hang out, you know, like outside in a beer garden, drinking and laughing and stuff. So I don't know why I'm talking about all this, but I am. So go fuck yourself if you don't like it. Anyway, I did manage to have some productivity on the website today. I had several stories that went up. I've got one more pending, so it's been a good weekend for the website too, on that matter. So again, go fuck yourself if you don't like it. Okay, maybe you need some orange vodka. In fact, I can tell you that you do need some orange vodka. Who doesn't, you know, orange vodka and orange soda? Try it. I usually go like 3/4 of the way with orange vodka. Oh, 3/4 of the way with orange vodka and then like a squirt of orange soda on top of it. Anyway. This has been a really sloppy podcast already. I should delete it, but I'm not going to. I wanted to talk to you today because I posted something on the website that is a concept that a lot of people don't understand. The question and well, it came from a 19-year-old Dom who owns a faggot in Britain, okay, and this alpha, well, I mean, first of all, kudos to any 19-year-old who owns a faggot at, you know, and at that age, and is a master of that faggot at that age. That's obviously a very extraordinary and very powerful alpha male. And the questions he asked were very deep, honestly. He asked me about what he had heard regarding faggot auctions. He wanted to know if they existed. And he also wanted to know how he can get involved in that. Oh, an angel got its wings. Sorry, that's my computer. I'm stealing movies online right now. So I'll have to forgive me for that. I'm stealing nothing but good movies, though. Does that make it better or worse? I don't know. But anyway, so sorry about that. I should I cut this out or not? I don't know. I can never tell. I never really do a whole lot of editing, as you probably can tell, to my podcast, because I'm just like, I'm gonna let everything be unfiltered, you know. So but anyway, I thought his question was intriguing, not just because he was looking for, you know, auctions for faggots, which he had heard about, but also that he wanted to get involved in that at 19, which I thought was very interesting. I don't know what you were doing at age 19, but I certainly wasn't thinking about being part of a fag auction. you know, the other question that this alpha had, which I thought was really fascinating, was he wanted to know what my opinion was about the benefits of sourcing slaves, you know, faggot slaves, through auctions as opposed to the traditional prey approach. Now, if you think about that, that's a pretty deep question to ask. And I applaud this alpha, you know, from the UK, for asking that particular angle of the question, because that's a very deep, deep question. So I'm going to kind of deal with that. Even though I've dealt with it in a post, I'm going to deal with it here too as well. So the short answer to his question is yes, there are fag auctions. They are happening in all parts of the world, as far as I can tell. But they are definitely happening in America and in Europe. So if you're a faggot that is interested in that kind of thing, well, guess what? You can be on the chopping block, okay? You can be chopped, like that horrible show. So now, how do I know this? Well, I've never been in a fag auction before, like, where I've had to, like, stand up there like that, like the daughter in Taken, you know, and auctioned off. I wonder how much I would get for that. Something to think about. I can suck all the way to the base. I can lick your balls, you know. I don't know what I would have to say or do to get the higher price, but whatever. Anyway, I've never been auctioned off. Okay, I guess is what I'm getting at. My alphas have never auctioned me off. I do think that it's not really that prevalent in the Midwest, where I've been imprisoned. I couldn't pull it off. Where I've been imprisoned my whole life. So, but they are definitely happening. Okay, and one person that has corroborated this is California Alpha, Master Jace, for anybody who hasn't heard his name before. I've referred to him as California Alpha since the very beginning of the website, and he is a wealthy alpha, and he owns many faggots, and he's been involved in many slave auctions in his time, even though he's very young. And I mean, he has been somebody who has transacted with alphas on the East Coast, where they have traded their faggots cross country, which is pretty fascinating all by itself. I know of fag auctions in Texas, and I know of fag auctions in other places in the United States, and I know that they're going on in Europe, you know, England, etc. So here's the thing, like, when you have an alpha pack and they have faggots, right? Faggots are kind of like trading cards to alphas, right? What do you got, a Mickey Mantle? Well, I've got a, you know, a Roger Maris, you know. Like, they want to trade up and down on faggots, you know. Like, oh, I like one with blonde hair, or I like one that, you know, has her dick cut off, whatever, you know. And so they alphas trade them like property. And this goes on in real life. I mean, I know that when I talk about this stuff, people go, no, it's 2021. Yeah, it's 2021. But you know what? Men are men. Men are never going to change. Men are always going to be defined by these characteristics, regardless. So if you don't accept it, then I'm sorry. Stop talking to men, okay? Stop hoping in your relationships with men, because this is what men are. So these auctions are happening. And sometimes, like I said, they happen physically, like they get groups together. I've heard, like, let's say through Slave Tim, if you've been following the Slave Tim saga on the website, he is a faggot owned by a straight alpha male. And he's been to slave auctions. And in those cases, it's a tight circle of an alpha pack. They're trading faggots up between each other. And it's a relatively small thing. I think the auctions in Texas are kind of smaller. But like the auctions in California that are happening are much bigger. And they're transcontinental, okay? Transnational auctions. And so these auctions can happen virtually now. And so they often do. Real money is exchanged for faggots. California Alpha has made five figures off of some of his faggots from other alphas. Think about that. I know of at least one figure. I won't say here, but like it was five figures. Just think about that. A human being has submitted so completely to another man, to an alpha male, that it can be traded like property, complete property, to another man for money. This is happening in 2021, for sure. Okay. There isn't any question about that. So, like I said, I've never been traded on the open market for anybody or any amount of money, because I'm priceless. No, I probably have a price. It's probably like 75 cents or something. This alpha was asking the question of what's the benefit, which I thought was, again, like I said earlier, in some drunken part of this tirade, that this alpha, this question was so deep, I thought, for a 19-year-old alpha, you know, but it really is the heart of the matter. Which is the better way? Now, I don't know. I'm a faggot, okay? Like, I don't go hunting for faggots. I'm a faggot myself. You can come hunt for me. Does anybody want to come and get me? Ooh, I'm all by myself in the woods. Come get me. Oh, gosh, that's bad. Anyway, so where was I? Fuck. This is the worst podcast of a very unprofessional podcast. But, you know, I think the question, when you look at that question, ultimately, I personally think if I were to put my alpha shoes on and my alpha strap-on dildo, okay, I would think that hunting for faggots and capturing faggots organically is the better way to go. You can buy and sell faggots all you want, but that doesn't mean they're allied with you or they have their allegiances to you as an alpha. It's, you know, it might be a convenient way to source domestic faggots, let's say. You know, I bought you, clean my toilet, that kind of thing. But if you really wanted to actually own a faggot deep down, I believe that hunting and capturing and conquering faggots in the wild, if we're going to use hunting analogy, is the best way to go. Because the faggot is taken by you as an alpha and broken by you as an alpha and made to submit. And that's a kind of lifelong bond that cannot be broken. You know, that alpha has made his mark on that faggot's soul by doing that. And so I personally think that it's the best way to go. All of the men who have owned me over the years have all been organic. And I would trade my life for any of those men because of what they did for me personally. By breaking me down and by teaching me how to properly serve men. So I think any alpha would want that loyalty, you know, and devotion. So, you know, if you just need your toilet cleaned or your floors cleaned or something or your laundry washed, well, maybe buy a faggot on an auction. But if you really want to own a faggot, body and soul, I think it should be organic, you know. I think it should be you as an alpha hunting on the prairie, finding a wild faggot, let's say, and breaking that faggot down and enslaving it, you know. So, anyway. That's my two cents on that weird matter. And I do think it's a fascinating topic because, these alphas, you know, the thing about alpha packs is that they're so insulated that we don't really get, as outsiders, we don't get to see a lot of what happens inside the alpha pack. And, I've only gotten glimpses of it, even with the number of years that I have served alphas and the number of years I've had this website, I've only gotten a glimpse of what actually happens inside an alpha pack, the dynamic there, you know. And so these auctions are an outcropping of that alpha pack mentality that we're not privy to. And I do find it to be fascinating. And just the few details that I've gotten over the years have just always fired my imagination. I think it honestly does turn faggots on as well. It's similar to what California Alpha is doing by building his fag farm out in California. You know, faggots get turned on by that idea of just being a part of this fag farm where alphas show up and use them, you know. It's sort of that mentality. This faggots really want to be property of men. And a fag auction is about as much of a piece of property as you can possibly get. You know, so. Anyway, this was a weird podcast. I'm going to leave it exactly as I recorded it because it's perfect just the way it is. Oh, I'm going to get a lot of shit for this one. So, anyway, well, I hope you had fun with me, and I had some fun too. So, anyway, I'm going to stop drinking orange vodka and orange soda and maybe go to bed. But I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to say that I love you, and I thank you for listening. Bye!